So we're going to move now into the meditation. And the meditation is intended to take these concepts and to take the energies and to take the processes and to integrate them and give you a way to move them through and move the energy through and do the healing. Okay? So all you have to do is just follow along, relax, and we're going to get you into a new place. Allow yourself to imagine for a moment that you can fly beyond the collective. You can see beyond the consensus. You can hold your light over the world, shining it everywhere, into every corner of the world. The world being your playground. All right. So give yourself permission now to relax. And let us get you going. Let yourself relax. Let yourself find a comfortable position. A position in which you can stay still for a longer period of time. We recommend sitting up, because if you lie down, it's too tempting to fall asleep. We do recommend doing these meditations that we give in our seminars as consciously as possible. So you want to be conscious. So if you can sit up and in a position, prop yourself up ergonomically, you feel balanced. So you're not going to kind of fall over or have to strain your body to keep up because your back may give out or whatever it is. You know your body. So prop it so that you can be erect, as balanced as you can, for as long a period as you can, because it's going to be a while. Give yourself permission to relax into this. Find it, nestle in, and then start breathing. Start breathing the relaxation breath. Close your eyes. Imagine that a curtain is being pulled around you, that you're going into a very private, quiet, safe place within you, very quiet, very safe. And you breathe in normally, and then when you breathe out, just drop it and feel a sense of, from your diaphragm, because when you breathe in, the diaphragm goes down, and then when you breathe out, you just let it drop. The diaphragm will come back up, but you don't want to push the air out. You don't blow it out strongly. You don't exhale strongly. You don't do it. No, it's just as if all your muscles just totally relax with the exhale. Inhale, normal, exhale. Inhale, normal, exhale. Inhale, normally, exhale. And just keep doing that for a little bit. With every exhale, just get it to where it just drops. Just feel this drop. And as you just let the air out, it'll just come out. Just feel a wave with each exhale, a wave of relaxation flowing out from this diaphragm, flowing out from your chest, flowing out, flowing up, flowing down, flowing. Just let yourself sense it. And after a while, the flow of relaxation makes it all the way down to your feet. Above your head, down below your feet, down your arms, legs, you're relaxed. You're relaxing now in this kind of shadow of that curtain of privacy in yourself. Go sense yourself now in the center. Wherever your center is, follow your consciousness. Where is your awareness? Just go there. Go look out. Your conscious point of awareness. Where does this consciousness come from? Just go there and follow it. Follow it a bit. Your consciousness originates beyond time and space. It originates beyond the collective. It originates in the divine realms. Just follow it. Follow it into you. Follow it into your energy field. Just follow this consciousness of you. That's it. You're centered. All right. You're centered. You're centered. You're safe. Let yourself feel the safety. Safe. You're safe. Let yourself feel the safety. And let yourself just imagine that you're floating through the starry sky. Through the sky filled with stars. The Milky Way. All these beautiful stars. Now, it can be at night. You're going through the blackness of space, totally comfortable. The temperature is just right. It's so safe. Floating by these stars, each star a point of light, each star a friend, each star a witness, a beloved of yours. From other lifetimes, from your spiritual family on the other side. All of these beautiful beings loving you, all these sparks of light, all these luminosities. Let yourself float through. Now, it could be the black of night. It could be a blue, a beautiful blue. It could be a light blue, a day blue, the beautiful clear blue over a mountain. Because this is not physical space. These are your friends. They've come to be with you. Some of these friends, some of these stars move out of their position and come together and form a ball of stars. Big ball of stars, beautiful, shining beams of light of many colors spreading out from there. Luminous, colorful. This is the way we show ourselves. We are a group of your friends who love you. And let us send a beam of light to you to wrap you up in love and safety. Beautiful, sparkling beam of light. Just lap it up. Just receive it. Feel safe. Feel nurtured. wrapping you up. And let us just kind of just carry you along. Let us just carry you for a while. Relax. Let us just carry you. It's almost like floating down a river. Just let yourself be carried along. Like there's a flow of beautiful energy, easy flow. Just floating along, floating along. And then just sense that somehow or another you're landing somewhere. You're in this beautiful beam of light. It feels so good. But somehow you feel like, okay, I've landed somewhere. And so you begin to look. You open up your mental eyes and look. And indeed you are in a beautiful place. A beautiful place in nature that you sense immediately as a sacred place. There is a sparkle of divine essence in this beautiful place. And you know that you're here to expand beyond your old cube self into a greater self, to expand your box into the macrocosm, to give you unlimited and wondrous freedom within it. And you anticipate, you expect that somehow it's about to happen, it's coming. And indeed, as you feel this, you begin to sense, to your surprise, a sense of limitation. You sense a restriction. You sense a smothering. And you realize this is the collective. The collective is smothering you. It's weighing down upon you. It's tight. It's heavy. It's crushing you. The collective is crushing you. All your socialization, all the distortions, all the lies, all the negative mythologies. Heavy on you, heavy on you, waiting on you. Oh, all the limitations. And you sense that these are the sides of your box given to you by the collective, these limitations, because you've come to a place where you're ready to go beyond the collective. Your box has expanded so far, but the collective is stopping you. You're like Alice in Wonderland. You've gotten so big, you're pushing out of your box, and you're feeling it oppressive now. The collective, the culture, the twisted and distorted culture limiting you. The demands of you, of the culture to of you to identify, the demands of you to be someone you're not, in order to be accepted, approved of, and successful. All of that programs, all those programs, pushing on you, squeezing you, tight, so tight, so tight. You call for help. You call us, you call your higher self, you call your spiritual team. Please come, please come. I'm so tight, I can hardly breathe. And so your team asks, are you ready to expand your box? Are you willing to expand beyond your old limits now? And you say, yes, I'm ready. Feel it. Feel your choice. Feel your choice. You're ready to go. You're ready to do it. And say, all your friends, us included, we grab hold of these walls, grab hold of these programs, these oppressions, these limitations, these restrictions. We grab hold of it and we start pulling them off of you. And you start pushing them off of you. And together they expand, 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 and then boom! You find yourself free again. Free again in a space, in a side of a forest. And it seems to be a bit littered with wood. The trees, some of the trees are beautiful. And some of the trees are rotten and falling apart. It's a mixture of degeneration and beauty. It's a place of process. And so you instinctively knowing that this is the time to let go of your resistance. Time to let go of who you are not. Time to let go of the old. That this is put here for you to build a great fire. Time for you to burn. Burn out. Destroy by fire all those limitations. So you select, you see there's a place already. Ready to go to build a fire. But there is no wood there. There's wood all over the place. So you go around and you pick up pieces of wood. And you realize every time you pick one up, oh, that, I'll pick up that one. A twig here, a small branch there. All sorts of little pieces, a shard there, a little chunk there. As you're doing that, you're feeling, These are old obstacles. These are resistances. And maybe this resistance is that maybe you just want to stay safe. You're afraid of the unknown. You throw it. Where are you going to build the fire? You throw it there. Maybe it's that somehow or another you're afraid you're going to do it incorrectly and you're going to be punished. So you pick up that one, throw that one on, if that's yours. There may be, you may be also have difficulty taking your authority. You may be convincing yourself that nothing will change. You may be afraid to make a bad choice or make a mistake. You may be afraid that you're going to, that it's going to be too much work. That it's going to be beyond your capacity. You pick up a stick for each one, a chunk, a stick, a shard of each one of these. You're afraid that you can't go outside your box. You're afraid that you don't have enough courage. You're afraid that you don't, that you're going to lose your purpose or lose your narrative or old story. You need to escape. You don't want to be here. You just, okay, throw that on there too. You fear you won't be understood. You fear you don't know what you want. Or you fear that people are going to be envious of you if you're free. You put that on there. You fear ending and losing. You fear that you won't be able to break out of your limitations. You're afraid of the intensity of the future. You're afraid that you're going to be stuck somewhere there. You're afraid that success is going to be too hard for you. You're afraid you're going to fail. You're afraid. You feel pressured, no? Okay, put the pressure on there. No, you don't. You're not really pressured. But if you feel pressured, there's this pressure. What if I don't live up to the standards? What if I don't? What if I agitate and irritate and rock the boat in my relationships? What if? You put all these sticks on there. Now it's a good pile of sticks. And there you see a match. It just is right there. Oh, okay, excellent. You light the match, you put it in there, it immediately catches fire. This pile starts to burn. Feels good. You feel something letting go. You feel things draining out of you. You feel the constraints. You let go of the constraints of the man code and the good girl training, the patriarchy, the pressure to be not you. You feel that burning out of you. You start going and picking up more sticks, more chunks, throwing them on old contracts with people, old scripts, old psychic contracts, old agreements that were twisted and distorted, incorrect ones, old games that you played, all this inaccuracy, all the lies, all the cons. You throw in your physical limitations. Come on, throw in some of your physical limitations. Throw them in. You find some sticks for the limitations of your childhood, the identity of yourself as a child, the identities that you went through as an adolescent, who you tried to be, who you thought you were, who you didn't realize until later that you were, all the ways that you felt you didn't belong, that you didn't fit in, that you weren't what, you were a disappointment, you weren't what was expected. Throw it in, throw these pieces in, throw in more, the fire's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Throw in the dark masculine, the twisted control, domination, competition, separation, bullying. Throw it in. And the dark feminine, the self-pity, the martyr, the sense of shame and humiliation. The feeling that you're not worthy, you're not valuable, you're not lovable. From the masculine, dark, feminine, the shame, the inadequacy, the failure. Throw it in. It's getting a big pile, but it's burning bright. Let go of all your ego cravings for validation, approval, money, for your family dynasty, for power over life, control. Throw your control in there. Throw any kind of specialness or entitlement. Throw in any kind of privileges that you crave. Even throw in the domination dream of your market niche. Throw in all the better thans. Come on, there's plenty of wood around. Come on, throw it in. Each piece representing something. You don't have to know exactly what it is. Throw it in. Even dominant, submissive sex fantasies. Throw it in. All your fantasies of control and domination. Let it go. Let them go. The fire is huge and it's bright. It's as high as you now. The fire has gotten to be as big as you. Okay, so step now into the fire. Step into the fire so that it will burn out your old self-image, your old identity, your limited self, your old story about why you are not divine, why you cannot be happy, why you cannot succeed, if you know your dark law, why you are always, somehow or another, losing. Why you always seem to fail, why things fall apart for you. Your old image, your old story, your old identity, your old self. Let it burn it through. It doesn't kill you. Actually, in a way, it feels intense, but it feels purifying and beautiful at the same time. Feel the intensity. Let the fire from your feet going all the way up through your head, let it clear it out. Let it clear everything out. Clear and free you. And just as you're feeling, ah, I am free, you lift your arms. Free. The new, free, clear, clear of all the old limitations, free and clear of all the old restrictions, the walls. And you notice the fire no longer exists. There's no fire. You look down at your feet and they're standing on a pile of ashes. The old reality, the old microcosm, your old delineations of your box. All the boxes of your childhood, adolescent, young adult, older adult, all burned right there. So stand there and accept. All right, it's all being transformed into this dust, into these ashes. Allow the energy now of this transformation, of this transcendence, you might say, the power and the potency of the collective, all this impact, all the whole collective story of you and everything. Let the power of who you are, the recognition of who you are, the being that is in the world, the spiritual being having a physical body experience, awareness. Let the power, let the strength, let the beauty, let the good stuff of the collective, the good stuff of the collective, let it come up through your feet. Let the energy come out of the ashes. Out of the ashes comes this new you, empowered you, free you, loving you, safe and supported you, valuable you, and come up through your chakras, up through your spinal column, up through the top of your head, spilling over the top of your head and surrounding you in a shimmering, sparkling bubble. You're being filled up with the real you. After the dross of the collective and the crap has been taken off, this is more the authentic you, more the you who came into this lifetime with your agendas and ideas and missions and what you wanted, the you that you have dreamed yourself to be, the you on your spiritual path, the transcendent spiritual essence of you, the real you. Let it emerge up through you. And then you're surrounded in a bubble of you. And you're seeing sparks of the future and all sorts of interesting sparkles going on, potentials. And as you stand there in your own energy, in your own energy field, you sense that you're by a wall. You don't remember how that you got to this wall, but there's this big wall, and there's a door in the wall. Oh. Well, curious, you step forth off the pile of ashes, now mostly gone, and open the door and go in the door. It feels okay. It feels safe. Open the door. Wait a minute. Maybe it's all spooky and dark on the other side. No, I'm me now. I'm okay. And you step through the door and you find yourself in the ocean of the collective. It's like you're underwater, but you can breathe just fine. There's a vast ocean you've just entered. And you see there are layers and strata, hierarchies you might say, layers and strata in the ocean. And you see that you came in at some point. Maybe you're middle class. Yeah, okay, so you're probably in the middle. You see some strata below you and strata above you. And of course, at the very top, then it's the top of the ocean, and then there's the sky. You can see that there is light coming from above, filtering down, filtering down, filtering down. And you're tempted to swim up, or to float up. You're tempted to go up there, but something's not right about doing that. And you look down, and you see that the vast majority of people, because you get a sense, you kind of sense tribes and cultures and just kind of in there. You sense business organizations. You sense institutions. You sense hierarchies of all kinds in there. And you sense all the money hierarchies and so on. And you're looking around and you're looking down where all the people are. And there's so much love and compassion for all these people for whom the hierarchies do not work. The hierarchy keeps them at the bottom, and only a few people are able to kind of fly free from the bottom. All these people in their tight, small boxes down there. And you have tremendous love and compassion for them, and you begin to float down to them. You go to the lowest of the low, the lowest caste, the lowest class, the lowest, the people suffering the most, perhaps, the vast masses. You're no better or worse than anyone else here due to age or beauty, gender, skin color, religion, or education. You come to a place where it's just humanity. This is the humanity that needs to evolve, that needs to aspire. But they look up at this hierarchy and there's just no way they can get out of it. They can't get up there. And you have love, you have so much compassion to them. And there you discover that there's a place there without the hierarchy, where everyone's equal. An egalitarian place, suppressed, pushed all the way down here. And you just, oh, what is that? It's something below. What is that below? There's like a light below. What is that? And you let yourself float down, and then you drop below this ocean. You just drop out of this ocean, out of the ocean entirely. You just drop out. Oh. And that you just start floating free into the void. You float free in the void, just there's nothing, but it's free. You're just floating. It just feels so good. It's strange to be in a place of nothingness, but you can also feel that it's a place of complete and total potential. This is a place of creation. This is a womb. You've done it. You're outside of all the hierarchy. You're free. Relax. So you float for a little bit. There seems to be some beautiful music going on. You can't quite tell what it is, but it is beautiful, with beautiful harmonies. And you sense slight color shifts and lights coming, beautiful light. So you're in light and sound, floating beautifully. And then you see them, your spiritual team, taking form Maybe you see them as various luminous beings in robes, angels with wings. You can see our ball of light, our ball of stars. You can see your friends, various friends, who are unseen, helpers, assistants, spirit helpers. You can see healers, you can see champions of the past and the future, people who have seen beyond the hierarchies. They come and surround you. And from each one of them, including us, we all send you beams and fibers of light that come to your heart, that come to you and fill you up with light. Just let yourself be filled. Be filled with the light of your spiritual team. Be filled with divine light. Be filled with the light masculine, the dynamism, the powerful energies, the active energetic vibrations. Be filled with the light feminine, the care, the compassion, the sweetness, the tenderness. Be filled with that, weaving within you the sparkles of the light masculine, the sparkles of the light feminine, coming together, becoming one. And your heart fills and your heart opens, and you open up your desires and your dreams, your hopes, your visions. You start to sense this greater self that you've come to be, who you are becoming in your spiritual path, this greater light being. And let the divine, as part of your spiritual team, fill you up with your new, free, spirited self, sparkling, spirited self, energized, soulful, filled with positive emotional states, positive uplift, positive passion and enthusiasm, and joy, filling you up with magic and miracles, filling you up with your hopes and your dreams. And filling you up according to your choices that you've actually already made, that you can remember now. The choices of being this new you, the choices of your new scripts, your new story, your new freeing beliefs, your new real and authenticity of self. Your healing, your healed self, your vital, energized body. Just fill up all the positives. Fill up And you're noticing that you're in an enormous, enormous box, enormous cube. You're 20 feet tall, more, radiating your light out to half mile in every direction. Huge. Your cube is huge. It's expanded so far you can hardly see where it is. So lift and expand your cube bigger and bigger. See it pushing out further and further till you can't see it anymore. It's so huge, and you can feel and sense that the whole world is included within it. Not just your freedom, but the freedom of the world, not just your value and love, but the love and value of the whole world. Not just your empowered choice and your power, but the whole world feeling an uplift of power. And not just your safety and support of your reality, but the whole world receiving love and support and safety. Safety to be free of the collective dominators, manipulators, free of separation, competition, suffering of that nature, free of the old programs, free of the hierarchy. People imagining themselves free of the hierarchy, imagining realities beyond the hierarchy, imagining a reality of the light masculine, light feminine, together in harmony. Sense this for the world, love and compassion for all beings. Claim your spiritual being. Claim your essence. You are spiritual being. You are divine by your nature. You're a powerful reality creator. You are the harmonized and balanced masculine and feminine of the light. You're dreaming yourself, your personal mission, and you're dreaming the world, your global mission. In a celebration of your spiritual journey, not as the hero fighting through all the sufferings and dangers of the journey, but as an adventurer with support and love. Send yourself flying now. Start flying. Fly free. Fly over the world. Fly. Fly over the oceans. Fly. Fly over great cities. Fly. Fly into the coldest regions and fly through. Fly through the beautiful lights, northern lights, the aurora borealis. Fly through the colors. It's not cold for you. You are absolutely free. Fly. Fly. You're at spiritual teacher level. You're looking down at the collective with love, authentically being yourself. So send your love, your succor, your support. Send dreams of love and light to your world. You are the remedy. This is your world. Let it be beautiful. Let it be free. Free within your box. So huge, it encompasses the macrocosm. Be. Feel free. So be it. This is your journey. This is your path. Feel this resonance. Tune into it. So clearly, feel it so that you can remember what it feels like. Feel it so you can know what it is. That you can remember, yes, that's my essence. Yes, this is my mission. Yes, this is a feeling of my purpose. Yes, this is what it feels to expand. To expand into freedom, power, love, and safety. The safety that comes from your reality supporting you 100% and more. So letting yourself remember this as best as you can, just feeling it, owning it, claiming it, it's yours. Yes, this is mine. This is me. I own this. This is who I am. Let yourself bring this now back into your physical, temporal form. Let yourself feel yourself gently come back into your body. Yeah, there may be a sense of limitation there. But bring this healed frequency, bring this vitality and sterling health back into your body too. Bring all these imprints, bring this template back into you. Let it sink into and be absorbed into your body, be part of your body. And then let yourself just relax with a breath and just sink into your body and just be now grounded in your body. And let yourself now open your eyes, come back to the awareness of your space, of your room. Just be aware of your body. Yes, yep, there. I'm here. This is my space and my body. The vehicle that I've chosen this lifetime to do my great work, to do this grand spiritual adventure in. A body that's my partner, that's perfectly created and crafted for me. In a reality that's been perfectly crafted and created for me. Feel the gratitude for the love your team has for you. Feel gratitude for the path that you're on and how much love you're going to provide for other people, even if you don't know them or will ever meet them. You are a remedy, dear one, for the world. And so we do suggest that you, over the next couple of weeks, if you can, to do the three burnings, the three copies of your obstacles and resistances, just to get them cleared out, deeply out of it, uprooted from the collective. And also don't forget to start paying attention, maybe even writing down the six walls and what you want to do, how you want to go about expanding them, how you want to envision that. Each one. Okay, what's my new story? Okay, where can I become more authentic me? Where can I imagine? What beliefs do I need to change? Just go through them. Think about it. Ponder. You've already laid down the track to the dream future. You've reinforced it today. And every time you do this meditation, you will reinforce it even more. Every time you do this meditation that you have just completed, you will expand your box more. You will become freer. We're so delighted to have been able to work with you with this huge, monumental piece of your spiritual journey, an anchor of in the masculine and the feminine that takes you back to the original division of the divine into the masculine and feminine energies in order to create. This is your path as a creator back to that point, and from there to spring into the oneness, into God, Goddess, all that is. Fully participatory. And we look forward to any other occasion upon which we can work with you, whether in private or in the seminars and workshops that we have done. We love you, we surround you with our light and our love, dear ones. Feel free to call us at night and we can come, surround you with our love, surround you with our light, and carry you through the night closer and closer to your spiritual home. Thank you. Farewell.